Host Deschamps Dean. And this morning I want to talk with you about a practice known as honor killing in light of the recent story out of Texas where a Muslim father is believed to have murdered his two daughters on New Year's Day of this year. But before we get into that, there are a couple of news items I wanted to mention to you. Yesterday, it appeared in the Washington Post that the CIA blames al-Qaeda and allies of a Pakistani tribal leader for the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, according to director Michael Hayden. His comments were the most definitive public assessment by a U.S. intelligence official who was responsible for the assassination of the former Pakistani prime minister and opposition leader on December 27th, adding also that the CIA assessment mirrors that of Pakistan. Wow, we're all surprised. Hayden declined to discuss the intelligence behind the CIA's assessment, but described the killings as part of an organized campaign that has included suicide bombings and other attacks on Pakistani leaders. He said the same network was behind a new wave of violence threatening the stability of Musharraf's government, who is considered a key ally in Washington's war on terror. Well, you can take that with a grain of salt, but I thought it was interesting that, for the record, they are now agreeing with the story, I guess, that they set up with Musharraf to give out. And yesterday, a California company announced it's using cloning technology. It has made 5 human embryos, and the aim is for making stem cells. Stemagem Corporation in California said they destroyed the embryos while testing to make sure that they were true clones, but the researchers said new human eggs would make their venture a success. There is actually a science journal called Stem Cells, pardon me, and it reports that the research team would be the first to prove they have cloned human beings as a source of stem cells, even though there are several types of stem cells. The stem cells garnered from embryos are made from embryos several days old and considered the most powerful because they can produce all cell types in the human body. Now, these researchers are working in a fertility center, and they say they created the embryos from skin cells, but that embryos from couples in fertility treatments who are willing to participate in the research are actually superior. Now, what happens is very often couples experiencing infertility opt for in vitro fertilization, and so this process involves a doctor garnering the eggs of the woman, fertilizing them, creating the embryos, and then implanting them into the woman. But here's what happens so often. In these procedures, more embryos are created than the couples want, and they sometimes freeze the embryos for later. I think you remember Celine Dion said she was going to do that, or donate them to stem cell research. I don't know. I got to tell you, it sounds all too much like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, which he published in 1932. Even though researchers are moving forward with this research under the auspices of progressing toward developing human stem cells in order to treat disease, the overwhelming likelihood this medical technology, in my opinion, will be abused. And I don't say risk. That connotes only possibility. I use the word likelihood because that connotes probability. The likelihood for abuse is so high, it's an alarming proposition. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Welcome. I want to mention our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Be sure to check us out on the web. We always have new information to share with you there. And I wanted to give out our number. I'd love to hear from you this morning. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I wanted to share a few thoughts with you from one of our new sponsors. RBN has a new sponsor, Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy, freeze dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary step to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. Visit RBN's new sponsor today, Freeze Dry Guy. All right. I had one more news item I wanted to mention before we get into the discussion about honor killing this morning. And that's about the comments yesterday by Bernanke. I don't know if any one of you saw them out there. I would love for you to call in if you did and comment. Fed Chairman Bernanke appeared before a House Budget Committee yesterday. And frankly, I didn't watch a whole lot of it because I couldn't really stomach it. These congressmen were sucking up to him. It was so sickening. Did any of you see that? One of the congressmen said, well, you know, my children don't pay attention to me. And he said, but you know, we pay attention to you, Mr. Bernanke. We hang on every word that you say. And then they, after a number of these comments, it kept flashing Bernanke's face and he was grinning. And I thought, you know, you guys are sickening, feeding each other's ego. But the worst part of it is that our elected officials are pandering to this guy. Isn't it the Fed that's kind of ruining the economy by continuing to propagate these errant policies, including printing more money, by the way? And also, would love to hear from you if you want to comment on the economic stimulus package that Bush is proposing. It sounds to me like it's putting a Band-Aid on a major hemorrhage. I don't know. It's my take that he's trying to execute some damage control until he can leave office in a few months. But, ladies and gentlemen, I really believe that the economy is like a house of cards, and one of these days it will collapse. I'm wondering what event they're going to create and what they're waiting for just before they pull the plug. But we need long-term sustainable solutions to the economy, not these short-term, I think he's talking about short-term tax breaks. We need some things that are sustainable, like jobs. Remember that, George Bush? People used to have jobs in this country. All right. I'm going to talk about a very disturbing practice of something called honor killing. And it's pervasive in Muslim cultures and in some Asian cultures, like India. The reason I'm bringing it up is because it seems to be more evident in the United States. There are more and more cases that are emerging. Now, there was a story that came out of Texas that on New Year's Day, it's believed that a father has murdered his two daughters, shot them to death, and left them inside his cab. Now, he's still at large. Police have not yet been able to find him. And the two girls, aged 17 and 18, did manage to call 911. And the 911 tapes have just been released, and with one of the girls' voices yelling, "I'm dying. My father shot me." And later on, a passerby, about an hour after these girls were believed to have expired, passed by the car and noticed the two dead bodies and called 911. The man who shot them, allegedly, their father, is an immigrant from Egypt. And in Egypt, honor killings are not uncommon. But Texas police have not yet been able to find him, and I believe he may very well have fled to Egypt, where he could easily disappear and never be brought to justice. And I think the likelihood of someone being extradited for something like this back to the United States may not be likely. But in other areas of the world, especially in Jordan, honor killings are prevalent, and in 2003, the parliament there voted down a provision which was intended to increase penalties for honor killings. And the argument that parliament used was based on Islamic law. And you may be wondering, well, what is an honor killing? I've never heard of that before. And what a strange title, what a bizarre misnomer. Well, Islamic societies are basically shame-based cultures. They control people using shame. And they see a family's honor completely expressed in the chastity of its female members. Many Islamic societies not only prescribe killing women to restore what they call lost honor, but there are also pressures placed on male members of a dishonored family to kill their female family members who behave in a way that seems to displease the men in the family. Now, in a larger context, all these crimes are classified as crimes of honor and always involve the murder of women. And in the cultures of the Middle East and Asia, where they are particularly predominantly patriarchal, a lot of the old customs still prevail. Because the Arab culture is tribal, many tribal customs are still prevalent, including extinguishing any female that doesn't behave within the social context of what is acceptable. Now, one thing I want to add is that in ancient Arab history, women were very often the spoils of war, and this gave rise to the practice of women covering themselves up by wearing the veil and the abaya. So, you know, there's nothing in the Quran that specifically dictates that a woman cover herself. This is actually Arab tribal tradition that existed previous to Islam. And furthermore, as long as a young girl was a virgin, she would be accepted as unspoiled plunder to a conquering tribe. Now, you may think, well, why would the tribe that's being conquered care whether or not their women were chaste if they had been taken by another tribe? Well, it's all about honor and reputation of the tribe. Even if they had been conquered by another tribe and their women were not chaste, they would bear a stigma. But in Islam, it is widely accepted that a man's honor is measured by the behavior of the women under his control, mainly his young unmarried daughters. So even though Muslim clerics say that honor killings don't have anything to do with Islam, I tell you, it's true. Islam does advocate violence against a woman. In the Quran, it calls for her husband to, quote, beat her if she doesn't behave. And even though there is no specific mandate to kill a woman if she doesn't behave, there's so much oppression in that religion spiritually that those things are entirely possible. But the practice is actually older than Islam, which was the religion itself, which was created in the 8th century. And Muslims simply maintain the custom even after conversion to Islam. We all know that there are other societies with mentally deranged, violent psychopaths, but honor killing is a unique practice because it seems acceptable in many countries. So the problem is sort of two-pronged. You have the culture and the religion that are fostering an atmosphere of this repression against women and calls for murdering a woman if she has, quote, brought dishonor, and she does that by either marrying someone outside of her class, having a boyfriend that the parents don't approve of, and actually there's no necessity for having any evidence of any of these things happening. A girl can be just accused, and sometimes falsely, and that's all it takes for someone in her family to, such as a brother or a father, and believe it or not, in some cases where the mother has actually helped murder the girl. And then the other side of it is the legal system in these countries, especially when they're under Sharia law, which is the legal framework for Islam. It's the legal code for Islam. And the penalties are very, very light. Very often they'll have the perpetrator of the crime incarcerated for a short time. They go to court and it's dismissed because the rationale is, well, he's already served a few weeks, a couple of months. We'll just suspend it and that's the end of it for murder. But for us in the West, it's a completely illogical concept to think that honor can be restored through murder. You know, what a ridiculous idea. And yet this practice is becoming more pervasive in the West. And that's why I'm bringing it up today, because it's happening in Canada, the UK, and now the United States. We'll talk more when we return. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
And welcome back. And I'd like to welcome Davey in Texas to the show. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning, Nadia.
How are you today in Texas?
Oh, nice and cool. We got a blast of free air conditioning down here.
I'm sure that's welcome in Texas anytime, huh?
Oh, you bet. It'd be nice if we could bottle it up and break it out in August.
What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, we got a pretty substantial list developing here. Well, first of all, you know, Bobby Fischer passed away. And it's kind of sad that he didn't get a chance to present his case to the people of the world and the people of America.
Yeah, I noticed that this morning.
Also,
did you have
like
a comment?
Mention, you know,
go
also
ahead.
That Gene Smith, who was from Texas here also, he passed away just recently, and I'd like to say to his family, I'm sorry I didn't get over to see him.
Well, did you have a comment about today's topic, Davey?
Well, yes, ma'am. You know, I'd just like to report, as an American, I didn't grow up in an Islamic country, but in my country I've noticed in the last 40 years quite a distinct difference, you know, in the way of life, you know, the quality of life here in my so-called homeland. And in that time, I've seen 40 million little babies murdered of of both genders because some twisted logic presented to the so-called Supreme Court allegedly justified that. I became aware of the Trail of Tears and the way the Native Americans were removed from their land. I personally worked in a prison for juveniles in Memphis, Tennessee, where I saw how little black boys are treated in this country. And I don't think it's right to cage little boys up and torture them. I just think that's terrible. I think
so. You're saying that even though what I'm talking about this morning is a practice that's widely accepted in some of the cultures outside of our country, that the United States has some of the same issues that we're dealing with in violating human rights. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, ma'am. I think it's kind of like, you know, it says in the Bible about, you know, taking that beam out of your own eye before you go try to take the toothpick out of your brother's eye. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we really have to clean up our own house, so to speak, before we go running around the world trying to clean up other people's house. You know, and the fact is, there's a lot fewer reported cases of rape in most of those so-called Islamic countries. You know, I mean, that's a statistic that ought to be comparable or figured into that analysis on that equation.
Well, I'll tell you, there are a lot of rapes that go on in the U.S. that go unreported, and
yes,
I'll tell you why. A very good example is this young woman who disappeared, and they found her body. Haven't found the suspected murderer, but the young servicewoman who was raped by a serviceman, and she reported it to her superiors, and they did nothing, apparently. They didn't separate her from him. And he killed her, and she was just about to give birth to what they believe was his baby. So there, you know, there's a lot of risk if a woman does report it.
Yeah.
There is the threat of backlash. And so I think that goes on in any country, regardless of the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you know who the most unreported cases of rape in this country is?
No.
It's the rape of white males in the prison system, in the so-called criminal justice system.
That happens a lot, I understand.
Have you ever heard of Alla Dask and the Anti-Shyster magazine?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Well, he used to print a magazine called the Anti-Shyster, and eventually he stumbled onto the legal doctrine called parens patriae. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I've not.
Well, allegedly, according to the 14th Amendment, you know, which was foisted upon the inhabitants of the North American continent after the so-called Civil War, during, you know, and after Reconstruction, at the point of a gun, you know, basically just put the so-called Big Daddy federal government in charge of everything. And, of course, it's represented by the manifestation of the Class A stockholders of the Federal Reserve. But I know we're kind of getting off track here.
Well, I did have a few more things that I wanted to share with our listening audience about this subject, because I realized that there's just not much publicized in the media about it. Every once in a while, a news story like this in Texas will surface.
Well, you know, so, in the Dallas area, that case obviously, you know, is tearing people apart, especially, you know, Islamic people, because they're kind of under a microscope here in America anyway, and this doesn't give them any favorable press, so to speak. You know, but at the you have this trial of Wesley Snipes going on. You've got Zionist terrorists in the Middle East testing their ICBMs and attacking the Palestinians in Gaza with F-16s and helicopter gunships and tanks. And so, you know, there has to be some kind of balance in the coverage. And, you know, it's highly regrettable, but, you know, you impressed me the other day as at least being open to what it says in the Bible. Is it possible for us to discuss what it says in the Bible in the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah?
Yeah, we could get back to that. We're going to take a short break right now. And I'd like everybody to stay tuned. I want to give out our number again. If anyone else would like to weigh in, our number is 9443. And Davey, stay with us. We'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we're back. And I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and we're discussing honor killing, which is becoming more prevalent. We have Davey on the line, but I'd like, Davey, to come back to you in a few minutes. I wanted to get back to a few points before the end of the show. One of the reasons that I see honor killing becoming more widely practiced is a combination of issues. One of them is the larger flow of immigration of Muslim into non-Muslim countries. So it gives opportunities for these women from Muslim countries, from Muslim families, rather, to develop relationships with men that are not Muslim. And families disapprove of these dating relationships. And the second reason, I believe, is because of the growing surge of Muslims calling for a return to a more orthodox Islam. A good example of that is Saudi Arabia is considered the great protectorate of the Muslim faith, but they were recently accused by elements in Iran as not being Muslim enough, not being strict enough, and not being conservative enough within their regard to Sharia law. Now, one thing I wanted to mention that the probably one of the first stories that ever surfaced about this issue of honor killing was actually back in 1980 in a film called Death of a Princess, which aired in the UK on the BBC. Now, it was a film that dramatized the story of a Saudi princess who was executed in 1977 at the age of 19. The story goes that the princess wanted to go to Beirut, Lebanon to attend school. Now, Lebanon is probably the most liberal Arab country in the Middle East. They were colonized by the French, and European cultural influence is strong there. Even though Muslims now outnumber Christians in Lebanon, there is still not the repressive religious police. Yes, and there is such a thing in some of these countries. But they don't have the religious police in Lebanon like in Iran and Syria and Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan. I'm sure you remember in the movie Not Without My Daughter, the religious police going around the city in Iran and literally beating women and taking them off because a few strands of hair was showing from under their veil. But anyway, getting back to the story, in Lebanon, single young men and women are allowed to date and socialize in public places, something that would never have happened in Saudi Arabia. So with this young princess returned to Saudi Arabia, she continued to see the man that she was in love with. She was caught trying to escape with him and brought to court for adultery. Now, under Islamic Sharia law, a woman can only be convicted of adultery in two ways. One is by the testimony of actual witnesses to the act, or by their own admission of guilt. All they have to do is the guilty party says three times, I've committed adultery, and that's all it takes to recriminate themselves. So since there were no witnesses to the affair, the princess's family strongly urged her not to confess and just simply quit seeing her lover. When they went back into the courtroom, she obviously did confess three times, and she and her lover that day were killed. Now, the film is probably the first time Westerners have heard of this in the media, and it shocked many people. It was eventually aired in the U.S. on PBS series Frontline, and it received utter outrage from the Saudi government. The Saudis were embarrassed, and so in response to that, they hired an American filmmaker to produce a series called The Oil Kingdoms that attempted to show Saudi Arabia as a modern, developed country that was moving into a new era with education and better health care. With everyone else, as they have black gold and also called Texas tea oil. And so it's something that is of concerns for Americans, because it seems to be, the practice seems to be creeping into a number of areas in the West. Last year in the UK, there was a woman, a Kurdish woman, who was found dating a man that was outside of her religious sect. She was a Sunni Muslim, and he was not. And she even went to the police and complained that she was in fear of her life, afraid that her father or her brothers would kill her, and they didn't take her seriously. So a few months ago, they found her body and brought the father and the brother to trial, and they were convicted of murder. Since that time, Scotland Yard now says that they suspect about 120 unsolved murders may be linked to honor killings. And this is something I think we're going to see more of in the West. It's appalling. It doesn't make sense to us in the West how anyone could think that murder is actually going to restore honor. Now, there was a story in Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago of a prominent physician who murdered his wife. He was Egyptian. She was European, and she had gone to Egypt on what her husband thought was a trip to see her lover. He followed her over there, stalked her, and tried to kill her there, but someone intervened. He came back, and I don't know why she came back, but I guess she thought her husband wouldn't kill her. But he did, and he tried to actually frame his own son for the murder. But he was convicted and is now sentenced to life in prison. And this was a physician in the Washington, D.C. area. Had been a physician there for 25 years, was well-known, well-respected. It shocked the community. And this man did not appear to be overtly religious, called himself a Muslim, but didn't go to mosque, didn't fast during Ramadan, didn't observe any of the mandates of Islam, and yet he succumbed to the cultural indoctrination that he had grown up in, that practices and sees as validating himself. And I guess that's the essential thing that these men feel. They are validating something in themselves by carrying out such a heinous crime. All right, we still have Davey with us on the line. Davey, did you want to add anything to the...
Well, I've just been sitting there chomping at the bit. Yes, ma'am. Well, let's say it like this. Here's a good analogy, maybe. Let's say you have a house, and you want to get all the virus and bacteria and bugs out of your house. Would you use a microscope or a telescope?
Well, gee, I hadn't thought about it. You tell me.
Well, if I was wanting to look around for something that might cause disease and all the rest of that, I just looked up the word pathology there, you know. I don't know if you've ever known many pathologists or, you know, people that try to, you know, they have on so-called TV these crime scene investigation shows where they show all their scientific equipment,
yes,
all their special ways of determining who committed the crime. Well, I mean, if you want to bend over backwards in the scientific realm trying to prove who the guilty party is, you can spend some money, you know what I mean? And it just seems like if you were going to inspect inside your own house how to get rid of what's going to make you sick, you know, and diseased and cause you to die, that you'd, you know, probably buy you a microscope, you know? But for us...
What's your point, Davey?
The point is for Americans... What we witnessed at Waco was a case of mass murder by terrorists, okay, operating under a false assumption. It had nothing to do with due process or anything else in our house. It had to do with these people are here to commit acts of terrorism, all right, and they committed mass murder. Now, if somebody gets murdered in another country on the other side of the planet, we can feel sorry about that individually as Americans. We can go over there as good Christians and try to right the wrong over there. But in our own house, we got to address who's the mass murderers driving tanks into our neighbor's house, because that is not consistent with our binding social contract that goes back to the history of those scriptures about who those
people are.
The house of Israel shouldn't be letting terrorists in here to print currency and then drive tanks in your neighbor's house and kill them, mass murder them. And that honor killing.
I understand what you're saying, Davey, but
you see what
you
I'm saying, and it's in our best interest for our honor and our sake, you know, and our grandchildren's sake, to prosecute the murderers here first. And then we can
Davey, if I could, the reason that I'm bringing this up today, even though it's something that is pervasive in other countries, as I said, because of so much migration and immigration of. People that are coming to the West, there was a huge contingent. I don't know if you realize this, but the largest population of Kurdish refugees in America is concentrated in Nashville, Tennessee. And when we bring people into this country, either as refugees or also in UK, the Kurds came in there to run away from the atrocities under the regime of Saddam Hussein. When they move in, they bring with them all of their religions and practices and cultural attitudes without regard for the American way of life. We don't practice that here. Now, some of these Muslim clerics want to dismiss this practice as merely a result of domestic violence. And we do have a considerable problem among the white population in America of domestic violence, and the numbers are even higher
among methamphetamine use too, among the white population in America, and TV watching too. But Nadia, that's just the point of over there in Jeremiah and Isaiah. How do we fundamentally address the issue of whose house is it? Who's going to set things in order here?
We have to set our own house in order. And
right,
maybe
and over there
call,
it talks
hate,
about in the Old Testament
Davey,
specifically Davey, not letting them come in here and build their altars and sacrifice to their false gods and setting up their so-called religion.
Okay, but
in
the
our
church
house.
The church needs to be a little more proactive on that. And,
oh yeah,
we
definitely,
Davey,
definitely.
I have another caller I'd like to get to, but I appreciate your calling this
Thanks,
morning.
Nadia.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thomas is on the line. Good morning, Thomas.
Oh, good morning, Nadia. First time call to your show.
Thank you for calling.
Wow, I really like you. You get some great topics going.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm so in agreement with you on setting our house in order. I just think that people do not understand that we are not controlled from within. We're controlled by entities outside of our nation, and that's where we have to start. We have to get rid of that control. We have to get
Did you have a comment? I agree. Did you have a comment about specifically the topic that I was discussing of honor killing?
Oh, yeah. My comment about that would be every time something like this happens, we should take 1,000 people from that same country and deport them. Every time somebody comes to this country, does that, we should just automatically deport 1,000 of them. Maybe they'll stop killing us. Maybe they'll stop killing people. I don't really
care. Actually, they're killing their own people.
Well,
this is what's disturbing is the practice is within families.
But they're doing it here. I don't care if they do it in their own country. I personally don't care. But when they come here and they violate our laws and then they get away for free, we should deport their fellow citizens.
Well, I don't know of any of them that have gotten away with it. Generally, these guys are caught and brought to justice, with the exception of possibly this guy. If it was premeditated, which I believe it was, he could have had an exit plan and taken off to Egypt immediately after killing his daughters. Are you there, Thomas? I guess we lost Thomas. Yeah, and some of the other countries that reports of honor killing in the United Nations Commissions on High Human Rights show that honor killings have occurred in Bangladesh, Great Britain, Brazil, Ecuador, Egypt, India, Israel, Italy, Jordan, Pakistan, Morocco, and the list goes on. Now, there are a lot of countries that are not submitting reports to the UN, the practice was actually condoned under the rule of the fundamentalist Taliban government in Afghanistan, but that doesn't surprise us. There have been a number of news pieces that came out in the last few years about the horrible measures taken against women in Afghanistan, and I don't think our presence there is doing anything to mitigate that situation. You know, while honor killings have solicited considerable attention, human rights activists argue they should be regarded as part of a much larger problem of violence against women. And it is easy to relegate this issue to simply being domestic violence, which we do have a considerable problem with in the United States, and it seems to be increasing in some communities. And the numbers between those statistics among Native Americans are actually a little higher in some of the Native American tribes, which is attributed to by some in the breakdown of their culture over time and the cohesiveness of the family. So there are a number of factors that contribute to domestic violence on the whole, but the issue that we were discussing this morning is a very deliberate, systematic thought that runs through the minds of men in the Middle East as well as Asia. Now, this is also a problem that is surfacing in India, and I'll give you an example. more than 5,000 brides every year die because their dowries are considered insufficient. This was reported by the United Nations Children's Fund. They're treated extremely lenient in Latin America, and even though they go by the same name, or a different name rather, some of the rights advocates say it's pretty much the same thing. You know, it's something that I think that we need to talk more about, because we are absorbing more and more immigrants, whether we like it or not, and they bring with them their practices that don't always are not always in concert with what we hold as a high value in our culture. And I think that there's so much more to say about this, but only having just a limited amount of time, I'm probably going to be posting something of an article on the Republic Broadcasting Network website, which I would encourage you to visit, republicbroadcasting.org. And we still have time in the next segment for more callers. Our number again is 800-313-9443. We're going to a break now, and we'll return. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Everything turned, turned, turned.
And we're back to the last minutes of the hour. And if anybody would like to jump in and make a comment on today's subject, I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And just to wrap up our discussion this morning about the abhorrent practice of honor killing in Muslim countries as well as in Asian countries. And, you know, I cited to you a little earlier about the United Nations statistics of some of these things occurring in countries such as Sweden, Turkey, and Great Britain. Those happening in those countries, those cases are more likely immigrants that have moved there. This is simply not an indigenous practice in the West. And, you know, sometimes it's the most horrifying thing about this is that some of the women in these families are complicit in the murder of their daughters or nieces. While I was in London a couple of years ago, one day that I was there, the front page was a story of yet another honor killing, not the one that I mentioned earlier. But and I had a chance to go to Hyde Park and go to Speaker's Corner. And there was a Muslim there standing with a Bible, talking about all of the inaccuracies in the Bible and preaching against Christianity, which I thought was odd. If he's a Muslim and he's pro-Islam, why wasn't he standing there with a Quran and extolling the virtues of Islam? But at any rate, I confronted him about that, front page story of the mother who actually held her daughter down while the brother strangled the girl to death. And I know this is so disturbing to hear things like that, especially first thing in the morning. But ladies and gentlemen, it's an issue that's growing. It's an issue that we're going to hear more about in this country because of the increased inflow of immigrants who think that, well, they're here, they're privileged to be here, and they don't have to observe our culture. And in fact, these two girls that were murdered most likely by their father in Texas had told people that they were afraid of him. They had left with their mother and fled the state. But after a conversation with the father, he assured them that he was no longer angry and that they could return and they would be safe. The idea is that he came here with his small children and raised them here in this culture, but expected them to behave as though they were still in his old culture. And I've seen a number, over the years, a number of immigrants do this with their children. And frankly, on one hand, it's just illogical to assume that your children growing up in a certain culture are not going to adapt to it. And these girls were age 17 and 18. They were very popular in school. They were doing very well. But they had boyfriends, and that angered the father. And I just wanted to bring that up today and just an update with that follow through on that case in Texas. And I think the police will find him in short order and bring him to justice. I want to thank you for listening today. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin. I'll be back on Monday with another great show for you. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Since 1988, Herbal Heat